Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with new episodes released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is December the 20th, and on this day in 1980, Just Like Starting Over gave John Lennon his first number one single as a solo artist in the UK. It came 12 days after his murder, sadly. The song, which came from his Double Fantasy album, also went to number one in the US, Canada and Ireland. On this day in 1975, Joe Walsh officially became a member of the Eagles. And on this day in 1971, the live album from the concert for Bangladesh, which was held 6 months earlier, was released in America. It included Bob Dylan's only performance from the time period between 1970 and 1973. The live record would also go on to win Grammy for Album of the Year as well. On this day in 1969, Leaving on a Jet Plane by Peter, Paul and Mary hit number one in the US. Now, I only mention this so I can play this clip from Don McLean.
See, that's the reason I always disliked Peter, Paul and Mary.
There is more substance to it than that, and you'll have to check out episode 56 to find out more. As for birthdays then, we send big birthday greetings to former Kiss drummer Peter Criss. The Catman was born on this day in 1945, making him 77 years old today. Also celebrating is musician and producer Alan Parsons. He was, of course, the main man in the Alan Parsons Project, but also worked on many incredible albums as well, including The Beatles' Abbey Road and Let It Be, and Pink Floyd's seminal Dark Side of the Moon. Alan is 74 years old today. And we're going to stick with birthdays for today's show. Yes, born on this day is former guest of the show, bass player with the Runaways, Jackie Fox. Jackie is 63 years young today. As well as finding fame alongside the incredible female rockers Joan Jett, Cherie Curry, Lita Ford and Sandy West in the Runaways, she also achieved so much more besides too. And she's probably one of the smartest rock stars ever. In fact, she gained early admission to UCLA to study math as a merit scholar, but had to turn it down to join the band. After leaving the group, though, she did go to university, where she was classmates with Barack Obama at Harvard. She's also appeared on TV game shows, winning money on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and over $87,000 on Jeopardy, too. Now, I interviewed Jackie back on episode 60 of Vintage Rock Pod, and I thought I'd play out this fun little clip of when she talks about being in Japan with the Runaways. Just about your time in Japan, it was your Beatlemania kind of sensation, wasn't it, when you were over there with the girls?
Oh, yeah. That was the one time that I really got to experience what it feels like to be a rock star, because we were followed everywhere. And in fact, we were supposed to be doing a record store appearance, and they had us in this big car. They didn't really have limos there. They just had big American cars. So we're in this big American car pulling into the alley behind a record store. And the alley is completely filled with fans, to where we can only inch forward a little bit at a time. And most of the time are stuck because you don't want to run one of these fans over. And it got very stuffy. It got very stuffy in the car. Somebody cracked the window and an envelope flew in and it hit one of the girls in the face. And she picked it up and looked at it, and it was addressed to me. I think it was Cherie that it hit. I might be wrong about this, but whoever it hit opened it first and decided to start reading. And it was this guy who wrote a number of very romantic but sweet letters to me that went on for like 8 pages. So it was a whole drama, and they just passed it back and forth, reading this out loud as we tried to inch our way through the alley with fans plastered on the windows and on the top of the car, you know, moving along with us. And finally, they just said, well, we cannot get you in there safely. And we kept inching forward and finally got out of the alley, turned a corner. They hustled us out of the car into a building. It was like the basement of a building where we walked through, because all the buildings were connected. Okay. So we're down in a basement that we've crawled down into. It's connected through, you know, underneath the building, there are these warrens. We go through them, we come up, we're in a kitchen. I don't know why we were in a kitchen, but we're in the middle of a kitchen, like for some restaurant.
It sounds like a movie chase.
We can go marching through there, and finally we emerge up into a giant department store. And we were able to walk out the front, hail a taxi, and get back to the hotel. where there were yet more fans waiting.
My word.
It was crazy.
I was going to say, that sounds scary as well, as much as anything.
It was scary, but it was more at the time when they get you out of the car and you're not at, you know, don't think you're at risk of suffocating anymore. And now you're running through and yeah, it's like a spy movie and you're just too stupefied by everything that's going on. And they're like, oh, we're in a kitchen. Oh, now we're in a department store and you're just getting, you don't have time to think about it because you're getting hustled through and it's kind of becomes fun.
The wonderful Jackie Fox there. That is another interview you need to check out. She goes real deep into some real dark places, but also some nice stories about what it was like within the band and those incredible musicians and personalities. As I say, episode 60 of Vintage Rock Pod for all that. Please do check it out. And so that is it for today's This Day Rocks. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, with more on This Day Rock goodness. But until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.